For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. It is with great sadness that I report the passing of my mother, Dorothy, or Dot. She had a stroke approximately 65 days ago and spent more than 2 months basically shackled to her bed to keep from pulling the tubes out and leaving the hospital. So badly did she want to escape her situation. Despite the best efforts of modern medicine, eventually, we took the approach that certainly would not be approved by Mr. Tom DeLay. Despite his irksome protestations to the contrary, the whole family felt good about our decision. As much as I hate the moralistic posturings of these quasi-supposed right-to-lifers, the hypocrisy of their, quote, science irks me even more. Last year, a report was issued from a study conducted in Israel that showed those suffering from a stroke benefited greatly from an immediate intake of cannabis, which was shown to cut their brain swelling by as much as 50%. And of course, because this study was done in a foreign land, it is not accepted within these United States. Just a couple of weeks ago, a report was issued from within the United States that showed cannabis may in fact help to prevent prostate cancer in men. The week before, it was a report that showed it cut back on hardening of the arteries and heart disease. It works for MS patients, those undergoing cancer treatment, those with HIV, hepatitis C, and AIDS. There was no volcano vaporizer in the ambulance that picked up my mother. There was no can of Sativex, the under-the-tongue cannabis spray at the hospital. In fact, there was no one in either location that had any inclination that cannabis might be of benefit to my mother after her stroke. This situation exists because those in power use fear as a bludgeon and ignorance as their badge. I urge you to help make this change happen, because someday it will be you or your mother or someone else that you love who must suffer or die because our government is so afraid of a plant. Please join us this week on Cultural Baggage when our guest will be Alan Young, the Canadian barrister who did battle with their Supreme Court. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.